Welcome back. This is Al, Bill, and David doing some audio commentary for actually the original series of Star Trek. We are doing another first season episode this week. This is The Naked Time. And it's the way we'd like to do this, again, like which you've seen with our other episodes, is to have you queue up to your DVD to the beginning, and then we'll do a little countdown, 3, 2, 1 sort of thing, and just when we say go ahead and press play, and that way we'll all be together as we watch this. Gentlemen, you ready, Bill?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, play.
I'm excited that we're doing this episode. I've been waiting for a long time. I haven't seen this forever. And it's just, I think, in my top three.
Now they're coming out of the steam bath.
There's a little bit of sky in the corner there. It's kind of odd. The mountains and everything. That's a hell of a
I remember there. When I saw this when I was a kid, it reminded me of when my mom would flock the Christmas tree.
When your mom had
I wonder if that's what they did when they spray the white flocking, the imitation snow.
Flocking?
Those are shower curtains. If you're wondering, gosh, those look like shower curtains.
It's a nice, modern looking fabric.
Good thing no air can get up under there.
That's right, they're well sealed.
They probably use some kind of a force field effect in the future. Oh my gosh, the department store mannequins fell on the floor.
You can even see, look at all that makeup he's got even under that. That is the worst fake person.
Yeah. She's frozen. She can't help it.
I wonder if it's like you just don't care.
And that's just wrong.
I guess that's the height of insanity.
A lot of room in the crotch, kind of an early MC Hammer thing.
Yeah, it's the future.
This is, this frozen dude. This isn't a lot of the end of the season type, or excuse me, end of the show.
The credits at the end, yeah.
Do not even think about doing what you're about to do. Do not do that.
No, you got to wonder, were they ever trained in anything?
Nice touch. Yeah. Put it on the dead guy. There you go. That ought to be okay.
I always like this little effect that came up. It's coming up here. The dripping blood.
Yeah, I sort of
wonder, how'd they do that?
Yeah, they must have done it.
Well, I'm sure that, it's just a matter of reorienting the camera and then squirt some juice out or whatever. Yeah.
Turned it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. There, touch your eyes, touch your nose. We better cover up now. Seal the stuff in.
That's right, and admit your faults.
Exactly. Is that kind of a dust vac? What's he got there?
That's a classic phrase.
It's like nothing we've dealt with before.
It must be fair to say that, because it's I could say it every
Captain,
week.
Captain, we've never seen anything like this before. Now, this episode's it's cool in another way. This was quite literally, and I don't want to say unashamedly, but quite literally paralleled in the Next Generation, with the episode The Naked Now.
I was going to say even the title is very similar.
And the third or fourth episode.
Isn't there a reason for that? It's
the similarity of the title?
Yeah, I mean it's the same show.
It's the same show, but they served, this great purpose. It was sort of the here's everyone at their most raw. This is everyone in some cases literally take your clothes off. I think that's where the episode where
Data does
Tasha
his, Yard, yeah, that's right.
Data, which is really very beautiful if you think about it.
Well, we know you care. This was apparently going to be a two-parter. And
pretty ballsy considering they'd only shot like two episodes.
Perhaps. And the second half of the cliffhanger ended up becoming Tomorrow is Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be damned. I didn't know that.
You are hereby damned.
Is it one transporter guy for each person being transported?
What?
Whoa.
Oh, yes, because it's a complex operation.
This is the, you know, this is interesting in that how many times did they use that BS thing during Next Generation that they run people up and back through transporters to decontaminate them or fiddle with them? You know, this is the first episode, I think, that showed that you can do other stuff with the transporter unit than just move people around.
Right.
Right. Well, not only the first one, but, I mean, that's the only instance of them using it for some other, wholly other purpose, right?
Yeah, personally, I prefer the way it was done in Enterprise, which is just rub jelly all over each other. And wait, that's an emotion.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
That's true. It is a bit of an expository lump, but I think it's okay to have these little
expository
lumps.
Well, you need it. It's, you know, it's still early on. What is this, like the fourth episode?
Third or fourth episode, yeah. Is he freaking out? He's got the whole heaven lighting there. He's freaking.
Well, starting to.
Don't worry. It's only going to get worse.
Hang out.
Oh.
This is her first appearance in the show, isn't it?
I think
Majel
so.
Barrett's first appearance as Nurse Chapel.
Was she Mrs. Roddenberry yet?
No. I think they were just, they were just doing each other at this point.
Okay.
Did we see the pan all the way to the right in the very first shot? The show, when they replay it here?
What?
You know, when they panned on this whole view screen, they started way right. I don't think that was in the original shot.
Oh, yeah.
See, they didn't do this either.
No. I find that amusing. They use the computer room as if it were a plaything, which for so many people it has, in fact, become.
And why do you say that?
Who?
Why does he say that? McCoy. How the hell does he know? Space madness. There you go, voice of reason.
That's a lot of unknowns.
Thank you. Well, thank you to the audience there. But that's okay. You know, they're bringing people along. You know, as we were saying, this is up against My Three Sons and the Tammy Grimes show, you know. And why are they so compelled to stay and figure this out? They want to figure out why these people died?
Apparently.
Well, it is what they're out there for, is to find out what the hell's going on. In the
right. I mean, also, one of the reasons that they're there is to watch the disintegration of this planet. So as long as they're out there...
That's your humanoid hegemony and imperialism.
That, too. It's all a part of a package.
What I'm trying to figure out is why the decay of the planet, whatever that means, in fact, why that's going to affect the gravity of their orbit or...
Because it's going to...
I'm waiting for this one.
It's going to implode and shrink. And,
and its center of gravity is going to go where? Or have
come back. Right. 3D checkers.
Oh, I like the little puff of smoke.
Oh, that's hot. Like, that is hot.
They show the
3D or cold, I don't know.
They show the 3D checkers along with the 3D chess in Charlie X, too.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, it doesn't get any real screen time, but it's sitting there.
Creepy sound effects. That is some second-rate
Terry
Clough. Yeah. So on the right is Kevin Riley, played by Bruce Hyde, I looked it up. He is now the drama director for St. Cloud State University in St. Cloud, Minnesota. All he did was this and Dr. Kildare there and a couple things in the 60s, and you know, he's obviously made a career in education.
God bless our educators.
It's getting a little...
Children are our future. Wow. Dude, easy. Oh, wow! The group take. What's standby alert?
And stand by and be alert.
The world needs more alerts.
Is it?
I touched him.
And he touched him. Maybe this would all start with Sulu right here.
I think it's important if you're going to start a fight with somebody that you make your chair fall over when you stand up.
Exactly. Well, there's food that's going to go off to the side here soon.
That's a dangerous toy.
I thought you could only have plastic stuff on planes and ships. This is pre-9/11.
Okay.
Dude, that guy's on a bad trip.
And they calmly stand by.
Uh-oh.
Well, they're probably wondering, what the hell is he going to do to me? He's going to feel guilty for the rest of his life over this.
Well, it's not, you know, it's not knives that kill people, it's people that kill people.
Fell right on it.
Uh-oh. There's some blood on his shirt already. Nice.
Sadly, his shirt's not actually punctured.
Nice dry blood. I like that little shaky sissy thing. I wonder if he uses that in his classes, that little shot there.
Don't think he tells them he did this.
You may remember me from such films as... Another retrospective Captain's Log.
That is interesting. Shrinking mass.
I don't think it works that way.
Going? Well, no, you don't...
Now, maybe that's mass in the colloquial term.
What if the mass
term?
Is going away? No. What if the mass is going somewhere?
What, there's like a warp field inside?
I don't know.
Teleporting it out?
Yeah, hey, no, that's a good point. If we have, you know, if you can buy like the wormholes idea,
exactly.
Stuff, maybe the planet is going into another dimension or some kind of TV sci-fi mumbo-jumbo.
And so that means the gravity's fluctuating all over the place?
Yeah.
Well, that's why their orbit's unstable.
Exactly.
So that actually...
It all makes sense now.
That premise, yeah.
It may be crazy, but it's not inconsistent. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's not inconsistent relative to itself. But to space as we know it now, I guess.
Okay. I didn't know how bad a skin Sulu had.
So, yeah. Shaving errors. You know, it's interesting that they realize they have a disease on board, they realize who's been affected by it, and they're not quarantining anyone who might have come in contact with him.
Well, salt shakers.
Yep. Okay, so these are the salt shakers.
What are they doing? Operating on him? Why are they all... Well, it looks like they're doing like a cow enema or something with those gloves. What are they doing?
Saving this man's life.
Saving Private Dormelin. Just so you know, the whole point of slapping something into the surgeon's hand is to let them know they're there when they're not looking. If you're both looking at your own hand, you don't have to slap it into your hand. Now this, I gotta get me one of those. Mommy! A little blue velvet for you there, Bill.
A little salt on it.
A little salt in the oven. Closing. He was That's opening. What? Oh, hey, easy. What is that? That is a shop vac too. A lot of itching, a lot of self-touching. Beads of sweat.
Do I have to do everything around here?
It's not easy being king. This is, you know, a lot of stuff going on in this episode. This is, They're jumping around a lot for a 60s TV show. You know, shortcuts here, back to the bridge. I think that's pretty atypical.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, the stories were tend to be a lot more linear, not so much parallel stuff going on.
Okay, you just opened him. You better put something more in him.
It's too little, too late.
Is he dead? I didn't know he died. From what? He's bummed?
He's bummed. That's exactly what it was.
Temperature, brain, lungs, what else does it say on there?
Cell rate,
blood, and blood.
Blood. I think the first one's blood oxygen, and the second one's...
I think blood. He's taking it personally.
That was some badass butternut.
This guy just died on him. Out of spite.
This is the typical sort of thing which we saw all through Next Generation. Captain, I want to tell you something. I'm not going to tell you right now. I want you to come to me so I can tell you.
I don't think so.
If it decreases in size, yes. If it decreases in, decreases in size, no. Mass, maybe.
Right. But if it just shrinks down, you don't care where the surface is.
If you were orbiting a planet, you know, that the volume change and the mass stay the same, would your ship stay in the same position?
Yes. You would not. As long as you're above the surface of the planet, you don't care how big it is. All you care about is its center of mass.
Right. You don't care about its density and so forth. It can change all at once as long as the center of mass is the same.
Yeah, don't worry about, like, discipline and...
Or flying the ship or all the crashing and burning.
And be sure not to report it. That's right, cover his ass.
Whoa, honest conversation.
Yep. Apparently that's not true.
This is like wigging out. That was like, I think you forgot your line here. That was a good scene for those two. Yeah. We'll cut there.
Magnetic pole. Okay, what magnetic pole are we talking about here?
Right
I think
when
we
you said
give up on the physics analysis.
Okay. That is some cross training.
As though she doesn't work the rest of the time.
Exactly, or that it's 400 years since that.
Well, communications doesn't count.
Was reading that when Spock then just said, asked for Rand to do something, that the original part was written for someone named Ryan, and actually Rand took her name from that gaffe from that point on.
Oh, is that a fact?
So she just...
Well, I read it on the internet.
So it must be true. Yeah.
Must be true.
Oh, oh, there. Oh, 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 oh. Snippy, wrong turn. Snippy. That's a sensitive door.
Very clever.
Didn't know you could blow them open.
Well, it turns out, despite all our technology, we've realized that the old 60s squirt bottles were the way to go.
So that's an interesting hair color she's got going on there.
Hair color, hair, everything.
They didn't use the red colored medical insignia very much, did they? I don't remember seeing that a lot. Her insignia on her chest is
you just
red
wanted to bring up her chest. Yeah. You're right. I don't know that I'd seen that before.
It has a little like red cross.
You're right. You're right. Are those straps on that bed? Wow. So she came here just
crazy
to infect him. Or infect her.
Yeah.
Do you think that's real hair?
No.
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
Let's hope not.
Not bad shape.
I think it worked out for it, in fact.
I look good. I have my shirt off all the time. You play kind of nutty guy. You know, I'm sure you're familiar with this. You know, George Takei. George Takei said this was his favorite episode.
That's the claim. He actually got some. Well, it's probably the one he got. He got to do something.
Also,
another classic.
Erotic thing.
This is another classic closing credits image.
True.
He's always had kind of an insane laugh. It's even worse when he's just doing an interview off screen.
Yeah. He has a very expressive, too expressive kind of.
The navigator position.
He's just comfortable with himself.
Is he on other shows?
Which one is. I can't see.
The guy just
see.
Sat down. Yeah, you'll get him.
With a sword.
How weird is that?
Look at all these fast cuts. This is really interesting.
He is.
That is Lieutenant Leslie. A familiar.
No, not in the.
Oh, in the blue. He's the guy off the sciences station. That's Brent, I think.
Okay.
Junior.
Isn't he in other episodes? He looks familiar.
Yeah.
I could be just making it up as usual.
Oh, he looks familiar.
The other guy isn't that the famous Eddie Paskey?
He is. You know, you gotta wonder if fencing swords do not have sharp points.
Well,
they have
not the ones that are meant for
sharper than
tournament fencing, but the ones that are.
I'm pretty sure that he's not practicing fencing with a.
Right.
With a sharpened saber.
Yeah.
Maybe he took a little extra time to.
That's kind of a funny line.
It is. Neither fair nor a maiden.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just
it's a very.
It's fast and subtle.
Subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The famous Richelieu was the head of France in the early 17th century.
Yeah. I like Spock's reference to D'Artagnan here.
Very dismissive sort of.
Well, just it's a joke. It's out of character.
Right.
Well, or for what it's supposed to be, but...
It's a little sarcastic.
Yeah.
He was, I like the little echo effect they have on this.
Well, isn't he in the engine room? That's a big space.
Is he there already?
I think so.
Well, I think it's the PA echoing through all the corridors and every room and all that. That's what they're...
Everything's kind of going
It was
high.
Riley getting... creative.
There's some fast planet spinning.
They're in a hell of an orbit. And you bought it.
Never mind the crazy man.
Yeah, right. Never mind the staggering and slurred speech.
Yeah, pull the plans. We'd hate to go through something bad in case we're going to die, which we're about to die anyway. Now, what that big old tunnel thing, what does that correspond with physically?
I think it's supposed to be the impulse engines.
So, sort of, where but, are those?
You know, that's just what I always thought. They're at the back of the saucer section.
No, they're not. Is that where engineering is?
That's where, that's where the impulse engines are.
Right, but that's not where engineering is.
That's why I'm asking. Well,
engineering's in the cigar section.
Is that plaque always there, that bronze plaque?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the whole show?
Yes.
Gosh dang it, I don't even notice that.
Well, we're going to have a lot of episodes we can check that out in. That's a clever dude. Managed to.
Because Riley having a conversation at some panel with Uhura is exactly what his main, you know, one of the parts he play gets to be in later on in Conscience of the King. And he's sitting at that panel doing the night duty, and he comes along and gets poisoned.
Oh, that's interesting. You don't want to poke him accidentally.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. We might injure him before we all die.
It's a good role for him. It's a good part.
That's probably my favorite line.
Yeah.
Out of a line. That,
not the actual singing, but the one more time part.
Yeah.
The one more time. Just yeah.
Let me see. Our, Scotty and classic Jeffries image. Too, the Jeffrey, yeah. Name for Matt Jeffries, if I'm not mistaken.
The art director?
Yeah.
Is anything, is that hair named after anything or anyone? Because he's got some serious architecture going on there with some product and some.
It's not going anywhere, that's for
no.
certain.
Yeah. Antimatter, matter, who knows?
What does this button do?
So there's one person in all of engineering?
Apparently.
So this sort of backwards state of Texas thing they drew on there.
That's where it's safe to cut?
Yeah.
Because you can't just phaser the door open.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That. Or just pry it, just or something.
Just
why not just transport into engineering?
No, because intraship beaming isn't possible.
A good idea.
Yeah, no,
they didn't.
And notice there's no no phaser effect going on here.
So look at that. They just showed that phaser thing for 2 seconds. Now they cut to this crazy unrelated shot.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's so much going on. They have to try to.
You're crazy. You know, please do exactly as I tell you.
Right. Respect my authority. There's just a lot of parallel things going on. It's an 8-ring circus. I gotta.
It's no sexual assault for you. What's the other dude holding?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe the game's on.
So, you're out of time.
So, you stop?
Stop making progress.
Stop and talk about it.
Should argue.
And you got to wonder, what the hell are they going to cut through that's going to risk the ship any more than they're already in trouble for?
Well, dude, they don't, it takes hours to get that door fixed. What did they biopsy?
What?
And do you have to actually remove a tissue to biopsy?
Yeah, pretty much. Of course, you know, this is 3 centuries from now, so who knows?
Right. They could have just transported out some tissue.
Now that's interesting. Did they say give them some K rations?
No, I think they said special K or...
She's looking longingly.
She's gone.
What about me? What do I get?
Who do I need?
What is my utmost desire?
Get this wig off.
Get this freaking wig off. That's... Must consider future in politics.
You know, it's amazing how they all manage to be trained in virtually every skill job necessary to run the ship.
Right. Yeah. Give me my salad. Take the helm. Ooh, hey, easy, sister. Isn't there, like, every season she gives her a pep talk about how great she is? That's somewhat vertiginous.
I never noticed how bent the arms of the captain's chair were until I saw it in person a while ago.
Canted out, you mean?
Yeah, and they've got a bend halfway through them. Wood capped.
She's stalking him. Grab there you go.
Hands near reproductive areas. hey. These are awful long fingernails for a working woman.
I would think particularly a nurse.
Hey, that looks like real hair. And that's really attached to her head.
Oh my god. Wasn't she blonder in other episodes?
Oh, yeah.
Silver thingy.
Can you get blonder than that?
I don't know. She looks like gray.
Silver brown gray.
Kind of a hodgepodge. Oh, that was a big line.
That's a big line. She's going to have to live with that for the rest of rest of her stay.
Look at this gratitude on his... Christine, please. Do you think he's resisting or his other things are brewing?
It's probably both, because now he's got the whole issue with his mother to deal with.
Oh. Pointy-eared hunk of a man.
Boy, she really came out with it. She. Sorry about what? It's not you, it's me. Christine. She's going to put her hands down here, too. Try one last little thing. That didn't work. Oh, she's happy she said something. Where's he going emotionally right here?
Deep into his past.
Yeah, he carrying well, I guess he's holding a penny back there. It came on pretty fast for him, but I guess...
Yeah!
It's that Vulcan physique. Also, you know, he's got a couple of decades of repressed emotions to leak out all of a sudden.
Now, is that the same guy who tried to molest somebody who's his security detail now? Should you have an open flame near that hairdo? That's not hot at all. Yeah, I think that is one of the molester guys.
No dance tonight.
That's hilarious.
He is kind of drunky acting. Does this any of you guys say, oh wow?
You know, you gotta wonder, has he ever cried?
You mean before this?
Yeah. Not in the show. I'm just thinking in general. Now I like the fact that he walks in, Dora recognizes him, and then he bumps back into the door and it knows not to open. That's a smart door.
Dora sensed that he needed immediate privacy. Well, I mean, it gets back to what we're talking about. This was a huge show in terms of revealing people's issues.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what The Naked Now did for Next Generation in a lot of ways.
Well, in a lot of ways, it's good for the series, right? Because then you get to kind of know. It's important for you to not only know the characters, but kind of know what's behind the characters. Right. This gives a way to get it all out there.
Okay, for example, Spock and Chapel, that whole issue between them gets brought up numerous times throughout the series. Right. And this is the setup for it, where it becomes overt.
He loves the computer.
He sure does.
My duty is to love you, computer. Too late, the hero. Gentlemen, little poll. Good acting, bad acting?
Oh, God, it's a fine line.
Fine line between bad acting and really bad acting.
You know, it's tough, though, because...
Tough to watch?
No, well, okay, that too. But...
Pretty tight earshot right there.
Yeah.
They did the makeup pretty well. No, I don't think it's bad acting. It's just hard for us to understand.
Did you notice those panels back there with the things just sliding up and down?
With the guy just standing back there with a little a little board. Let's cover these. Oh, let's cover these up now.
Yeah.
Seems like more than 4 minutes since there was 12 minutes left.
Well,
they're TV minutes. They're not like real minutes.
Ah, they're flexible. I wonder what was advertised in these commercial breaks. At the first run.
Pall Mall cigarettes.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
I don't know.
Or up.
You gotta heat them up or what? I mean, that's the basis of the warp drive, right?
Yeah.
What, that it's hot antimatter and matter?
No, that it's matter and antimatter.
Yeah, that's the whole point. But I think it's right in that you'd need to, like, sublimate it, because you don't need to get very much together to get an awful big push.
Is this another one of the things where they're trying to have the matter-antimatter formula, and the answer is always 1-to-1 ratio? We're trying to get the antimatter-matter mix correct. Is he grabbing her situation there? What's going on?
You mean again? That's always one of my favorite scenes from the gag reel.
Oh, when he's grabbing
yeah.
Her
area. Yeah.
Upper area.
Fool. That's right. We don't need him under observation for any length of time. Yeah.
Is he going to slap him?
Yes, I believe so.
It was a good one. Denny Crane.
I wonder if he's ashamed of his shame.
Yeah.
I was asking for it.
And what?
I get away with that so many times.
10, 12 shows later, they're on the side of paradise, and they have this, you know.
They go through it all again.
All again. I mean, for different reasons.
The last sun in these parts. That's.
He's losing it.
Yeah.
Ooh, there goes lips. Love. Love power. Kirok! I am Kirok!
This is only going to get better.
Mirani! It's the same. You can just dub in all the... Hell yes, he is.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy's seen more ass in the toilet seat. Is he kidding?
Well, it's nice because, you know, the implication at first is that it's, you know, presumably Rand, but it's the ship.
No, the ship is what's getting in the way of him. You know.
Oh, I think he's talking about his love for the ship.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, he's just horny.
I'm confused.
Somebody wipe my mouth.
Sampite intermix. Entering upper stratosphere. That's not good.
What, Spock suddenly is snapped out of it?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, yes. He got it out of his system, all is well.
This much longer. Must walk stiffly.
Yeah, now he's got the penny.
Conflict. Maybe they handed it to each other. I'll never
without using their hands.
Exactly. Okay, magic throwaway. I'm better. Move arms. Resemble human being. Some of
okay.
These days we'll have to. Oh, sin and repent. Anagram there 4. There we go.
Yes.
What is an anagram of that?
Isn't there an anagram for that?
Yeah, like,
I'm sure there is.
No, there is no anagram.
Because you can't do that through the shirt.
Exactly.
You can do it through a spacesuit, but you can't do it through a shirt.
He's not wearing the black t-shirt.
Anymore. He was.
Oh, yeah, right. Was he? Did we see?
Yes, we did. Absolutely. Well, I take it back. We saw Spock with a shirt. You got to presume the uniform's the same. Yeah.
That's what they call it, a uniform.
Okay.
That away. Man, they're getting down there.
Sinner repent is an anagram for inner serpent.
That's it. I knew it was something cool. Did you pencil and paper that?
Yeah.
Nice heaven lighting. I wonder what these guys feel like, that Spock's better at everything than they are, no matter where he goes in the ship.
Oh, I think they're accustomed to it.
They've been socially conditioned to accept it.
That's the same sound effect as the...
It's the phasers.
Neutralizer.
Phaser overload. Oh, it feels so good! Me too!
A little different. It's that's the neural neutralizer.
Okay. Looks like his neurons are getting neutralized there. Uh-oh. Very lame fade there.
Notice how all the stars are all at the same vanishing point.
Where are we going?
Really far away, apparently.
Apparently the lights come on when things are okay. I feel dirty. Is there like a little fuzz of a planet in the center of that screen?
I think it's a hazy,
hazy fantasy
thing.
Thanks to you.
They're gone now.
Is that good or is that bad?
So how would the chronometer know to go backwards? What is it indexed to?
Maybe some hair there. This is so lame.
It is.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
But, you know...
This is lame. What does going backwards in time have to do with anything in this show?
Nothing. It's just a cool effect that they get to use throughout the series now.
Well, yeah.
To our detriment. To be perfectly honest.
Maybe this goes to what you were saying about this being the first in a two-parter.
Right.
Which ended up
originally, they were supposed to end up spending some time, back in the 70s or
60s? How did they end up going, forward backwards in Chronos Yesterday?
They were doing research, weren't they?
Yeah, they did it on purpose there.
Like we were from 7:59 to 7 to 8:01 right there.
Yeah, right.
Well, thank God. He's scared.
It's because he's got that weird light shining in his face.
It is now 3 days ago.
So are they going to go back and say hi to themselves?
Are they going to go back and save those people?
Yeah, right. What would you do if you could do that?
Yeah, this is a huge expository lump in an otherwise pretty good show. Yeah. I mean, whatever. Mark Daniels, who directed a ton of episodes.
And John D.F. Black, who wrote Any others? He wrote a lot of stuff, but none of it...
Probably got credit for Naked Now.
Oh, that's interesting. I'd like to know if he did or not.
So these are... That's
associate producer John D.F. Black.
Really?
Yeah.
There's Walter M. Jeffries of Jeffries 2. That is a woman. We'll see right. when yeah. we do... Okay, not a woman. A woman playing a...
Jeffrey Soup. I like how they got him with his eyes closed.
Well, I think he's...
mid-blink.
And nice shot. Yeah. Well, we could take...
It's like kissing up. Okay. Exactly. See, now, that's the classic one.
That is iconic. Gentlemen, 1-5 episode.
Oh, this is a 4. Yeah, it's a pretty good episode, really.
Like, yeah. Historically, or... Like, in terms... Like, as far as TV is concerned, or as far as the series is concerned?
No, just in terms of, just the it itself. What did you think of it on a scale of 1 to 5?
Well,
not in context of anything else.
I'd give it a 4. I'd...
Well, wait a minute. If it's only relative to itself, it has to be perfect, right? I mean,
well, okay.
It has to be relative to something.
Fine.
In the scale of all human suffering, then.
What about you, Bill? As Star Trek original series episodes go, this is in the upper crust.
I would agree with that.
I say you get a lot of useful information. There's a bit of cheese in this one, which is why I rated it lower than, say, Mantrap. But it's at least a solid 4.
Really? See, you rated it lower than Mantrap. I think it's better than Mantrap. I think it was so important for the rest of the show. And John D.F. Black did get credit for co-writing Naked Now later.
Oh, interesting.
So, gentlemen, maybe. Nice work today. Hope everyone enjoyed it out there in audience land. And
definitely like to hear any feedback anyone has on these.
Send those to David.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Any other comments, gentlemen, as we close?
Do we know what we're doing next week?
We'll go to, no idea.
Okay, let's go there, shall we?
Maneuver.
We can go Corbomite Maneuver.
Oh, I love Corbomite Maneuver.
All right.
Okay, fine.
Okay, good.
Is that it?
See you next time.
Okay, take it. Bye.